Authorities now say the risk remains extreme for new starts of possible wildfires in California, in addition to the 17 major fires already burning north of San Francisco. Fire officials say they're looking into what started those fires. More details can be found on all these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 right downtown Reading, 1326 Market Street. Dead center, you might say, of Ground Zero. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 11th of October, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we, you know, that goes into the bank of thousands of lines that we have here. And, of course, we are streaming all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with, you know what, Bad Bob. The man who's now he's starting to wear vest in the work, which because he's in the he drives us. If you ever see a and there's three or four of them around town, but he's got this canary yellow Jeep. The only way you can tell his Jeep from others is he's got an antenna that's 46 feet long on the top of it. So and then here he comes down the street. Bomb! He's bombing in. He gets out of the truck every out of his Jeep every so often and takes people that are dumping trash out of trash cans and puts them in the trash cans. Closes the top and then he drives off.
Yeah, sort of a toxic Avenger thing.
There you go. Hey, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, not bad. Let's check. We're back into a red flag warning. Big problems with potential wildfires today. We got smoke all over the place from those fires to the south. Let's do our best not to have it happen here. We are going to have gusty winds jumping up around 20 miles an hour. Today's high will be about 71 degrees, but extreme fire danger right now. Combination of dry fuels, the gusty winds. If something gets started, it's going to move very quickly. And resources are spread incredibly thin right now. If they don't get it on initial attack, it goes into an extended incident. And we don't need that up here. They've got enough problems down to the south. Remains in the 70s through the rest of the week. Overnight lows in the low 50s, and that's the outlook for the next several days. Currently warmer this morning, 57 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans out of Anderson, California here. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, now, why did these things hit so bad and so hard? It's because they have winds, you know, you know the Santa Ana winds. These are called the Diablo winds, though. They have gust up to they had a gust of 75 miles per hour. And what it has is all that rain we had last year and all the growth, and then the summer when there was no rain, it dried it out, and then we've had really, really low humidity for the last couple of weeks. And then when this fire started, and by the way, they don't think it was a lightning strike. They're just not sure how it started. You have the extremely dry tinder, the trees and the underbrush, and then you get these high winds. That when it starts, it was just jumping fire lines, and then of course when it hits Santa Rosa in the middle of the night, and with the down power lines and all these other things that are happening, it was one of those, what do they call it, the perfect storm?
There's a theory working that when these winds are in effect and there's a lot of dust in the air, especially around high-tension power lines, it actually makes
that
a path to the ground.
Yeah.
And literally lightning strikes from the power line.
I can see that. I can understand that.
Yeah, highly charged dust.
Highly charged dust, because how do you have those grain elevator explosions?
Yeah.
Same thing. Highly charged dust in the grain elevators. So, but, you know, and here's the other thing, too, is that then we have poor environmental practices of cleaning up areas and taking out the brush and taking out the small trees. We just don't do that in California. We just let things burn. So now we have 17 dead. We have over 2,000 homes and businesses destroyed and 3,200 people minimum in the shelters, 100 injured. And I don't think they've contained them yet. I think they're still going for it. And
a lot of the fires are still very far from containment.
Orange County, that's a city. Santa Rosa, that was a city that. And by the way, I published a picture on Facebook yesterday. I had a before and after, and you've probably seen these before and after pictures of the same area. You know, before the fire and after the fire, it looked like the Dresden firebombings from World War II. I mean, it just did. The whole place was destroyed. And this one guy who lives there is taking a video, and we watched it last night. He's going on both sides. And the only thing he kept saying was, my God, my God, you know, as he goes through this. And there's not a structure standing. There's nothing left but chimneys and burnt out cars. He says, wow, there's my Charger, my 69 Charger. Uh-huh. And it was just, you know, the outline of it. You could tell it because he said it, what it was. But everything. No safes, no bathtubs, nothing. It was just all. It was just laying there, gone.
When one of those fires gets going, it's just
people leaving in the middle of the night wearing just their pajamas, running to a car to get out of there. I mean, wow. And we talked to, of course, to Doug Wright yesterday about how the insurance works on these things. Hey, today we're going to have the music director, Dr. Dan Pinkston from Simpson University, with all the things that are going award-winning music department over there. And then we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation rolling in here, hopefully talking about all the good things that are going to be happening out in Stillwater. Okay, two other things to talk about. NFL Commissioner Goodall caves for the right reason. He goes out, he writes a letter to everybody, says, hey, you know what? You need to stand during the national anthem. And next week, I guess the owners are all getting together, and there's probably going to be a rule that says you will stand during the national anthem. And you know,
want to collect a $14 million paycheck? Stand up for the 60 seconds.
You know, and of course, that's been getting a lot. You know, that's getting some pushback. But I think a lot of the players, you know, frankly, a lot of the players that may be kneeling are probably happy to say, okay, look, let's just get this past us. And, you know, for one thing, Trump says, you know, you guys got some pretty much, you know, got some pretty sweet tax deals here. You know, how come you guys are, you know, are these nonprofit types that get all these tax breaks? You know, especially when you're doing tax reform right now. Oh, boy, when that hit. And then, of course, we talked about the woman who had called from ESPN who called Trump a white supremacist and nothing happened. But then she told fans of the Dallas Cowboys to boycott the Cowboys. And that right there got her 2-week suspension. Boom, just like that. So you know what? They're going after, and it's succeeded. Fans, people like Bob and Vent and so many others, they just stopped watching football and stopped. You know, just said, you know, to hell with it. You know, I put 30 years of my life. You know, I don't care if they protest. I don't care if they protest.
They're allowed to protest. They're allowed,
you know, but then this is my protest. I'm not going to watch you. I'm not going to watch you. I'm not going to buy your stuff. I'm going to write to your sponsors and say, I think, you know, you're supporting us, and it's wrong. They absolutely have the right. Anybody does. I don't care what, you know, I don't care what race. I don't care what color. I don't care what, you know, I don't care what religion you are. You want to protest the flag, then, you know what? Do it. But then be able to stand what's going to happen afterwards. You know, if it was one of my people here, they wouldn't have a job the next day. You got a chance to stand up, or you got a chance to find another job.
Yeah. Any of these people who feel that they live in a horrible country is more than welcome to go find another one, as far as I'm concerned.
Let's go to Somalia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Somalia with me, like I did last time. Yeah. Drink your water out of a place that had a dead donkey in it. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Now, so it looks like that's going to change. Now, of course, Trump, being the magnanimous man he is, he says, it's about right. You know, you're doing it the American way. Good. Thank you very much, President. The other one is Hollywood is in turmoil. Oh, now, you know what? You know what? If it wasn't so good, I'd sit there and chortle. Here it is, of course, Weinstein.
think Bill O'Reilly's laughing right now.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly, you know he's sitting
he's
there just
vindicated.
holding his sides. Here it is, Hollywood, you know, the liberal bastion of women's rights and all these, even though women get paid a lot less for movies, there's no women in big jobs, you know, all these things. You know, Hollywood is such a self-licking ice cream cone. Anyway, so now it's coming out. Rose McGowan, who was the one, you know, one of the first ones that got paid off by Weinstein, you know, for groping her or doing other things to her. Ben Affleck, the one who's, you know, we're above these things. And he says, I wish I had known about, you know, if I had known about this, I would have stopped it, blah, blah. Here comes McGowan. You liar. She said, you were with me at a news conference I was forced to have. And you said to me, damn it, if I had known he was still doing this stuff, I would have stopped him. No, he said something like, damn it, if I told him to stop doing this stuff. That's what it was. I told him to stop doing this stuff. She said, you knew about it, you lied. And by the way, your brother is a sexual assaulter too. Whoa! And then Affleck gets, and then he gets accused of grabbing this one actress's breast. And she said, yeah, that happened. So, you know what I mean? Now they're turning. I love it. Now, ladies, is the time to come out. Not against Weinstein. You've already got him. He's gone. He's finished.
He is toast.
He's toast. Now it's time to come out and tell people what really happens. All these self-licking ice cream cone actors who are holier than thou. Oh, don't use guns, even though they. You know, the only reason Liam Neeson's career came back is because he took those Taken series where he kills 153 people in an hour. You know, his he comes back from that and he's complaining about gun violence. You know, I mean, it's the hypocrisy of these people. I think it's time. You know what? I just think you're going to see over the next few weeks, you're just going to see people just dropping in Hollywood. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't mean dying, of course, but just dropping.
Those careers.
Oh,
bringing some fresh blood.
Yes. You know, some people that aren't out there molesting women or men. You know, that's the other thing. They're not talking about that. Some of our gay rights people out there. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know what? How can you not like Tobacco and Brew and Shelley and her people out there? Newly remodeled, new products, still, of course, got all the great same tobacco accessories, tobacco products, pipes, all of this, you know, the e-cigs, all these, plus that great walk-in humidor. You got to love this place, and the people and the customer service is just outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
It's gonna be the monster Halloween house party of the year with Wind River Resort and Casino's House Party Halloween Bash. Featuring the well-known hip-hop duo Kid and Play performing Do This My Way, Getting Funky, Funhouse, and Rolling with Kid and Play. Plus, DJ Guilty, spinning live beats all night long. DJ Guilty. The house party kicks off on Saturday, October 28th at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Pre-sale admission is $20, $30 day up. VIP booth, $350. Includes six guests, swag, cocktail service, and one bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your monster Halloween house party. Don't forget to check out our spooked October hotel package. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home.
Halloween is better at the river. The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 11th of October, 2017. It's going to be up to 71 today. It's going to be a nice day, except for smoke. Yesterday, you know, in the morning, the smoke was kind of up high in the air. You know, by the time the afternoon went around, it had settled on this. If you've got a if you've got a lung problem or you've got asthma or something like that, you might be wanting to check the air quality index, the AQI, before you go out running around today, because that smoke is still there.
Yep. For you commuters coming in from the west side, Placer is in pretty good shape this morning. Monday, it was bad. Monday, Placer was really bad.
I know. They're doing all this work. Yeah. They start work on some of the stuff at like 6 p.m. at
night. Oh, they do
it
overnight.
All the way, they're going all the way through.
It's like the elves in the shoemaker.
Yeah, they're out just pounding around with those little shoemaking tools they have. Then anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Wellgate Sports Club is bringing us this side. This portion of the show. It's not only got an indoor saltwater pool and Boheme Spa and the best, it's just got such a great, great selection of apparatuses and bikes and stair climbing things and reclining bikes that Bob has had a relationship with now for a year or two. It's got.
And my wife loves the pool.
And your wife loves the pool. It's very, very professional people down there. Friendly and professional, help you out, and they want you to be healthy and happy at Wellgate Sports Club. Corner of Eureka and Court Street, or give them a call, 768-1205. I'm here with Dr. Dan Pinkston, who is the chair of the music department over at Simpson University. Now, the Simpson University, of course, is, and a disclaimer that I'm on or maybe on their community advisory team.
Excellent.
I don't, you know, the only reason I say I may is I used to go to it every month, and then we got to once a quarter.
Right.
I never missed once a month. Once a quarter seems like it's being a lot harder to get that, because I get so many emails during the day, and either it's got to be directed at my forehead and says, hey,
I understand.
Or Roger Janis is falling down on his job. I expect you to go back and tell Roger this.
I'll
he needs
it.
To call me like
I'll
2 days before
day.
And then the day before. No, he calls me 2 days before. I think I've got the next one in my calendar now. And I've learned so much about Simpson and things that I didn't know, but the fact how Simpson is really reaching out. It's really reaching out for veterans.
Absolutely.
Really doing a lot with veterans. And, of course, the nursing program and the teaching program and the business and the Aspire and the senior program they have over there.
It's been a real mark in the community, actually.
It has. It's been a big impact. on our community. The fact that when you think of smaller private institutions, universities are being so expensive, and then you find out that's not true. There's a way, you know, you can get through there with very little debt.
Yeah, and Central is very inexpensive, actually, compared to other.
Compared to others.
Schools, yeah.
Plus, you can get your degree in 4 years.
Absolutely.
And where others, and that's a big thing, because a lot of places you end up having to spend that extra year because they don't have the classes.
Sure.
But I did not realize the extent of their music until I met Dr. Dan Pinkston. Oh. All the things you guys got going out there.
Yeah, we got a ton going on.
Let's talk about you for a second.
Well, me for a second.
Yeah.
So I teach music theory and composition at Simpson and been there 17 years.
Where'd you come from?
Before that, Texas, and before that, I came from Africa. I grew up in Africa. So my parents are missionaries there.
Of course. You know, what part of Africa?
Ivory Coast.
Oh, you picked one of the resort areas,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it was nice, yeah.
Ivory Coast. Wow. Tell me about that.
Well, Ivory Coast is, you know, a small West African country, a French-speaking country, and my parents were missionaries there for 40 years. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Ivory Coast. So you speak French?
I do.
Obviously. What was the country like? I think of the Ivory Coast kind of like French Guiana and all these other places.
No, it's, I mean, it's...
Is it better?
Big,
I mean,
cities
it,
down south and then, you know, villages up north and rainforest and...
Okay, so it's, is it, I mean, I haven't heard of any real problems, though.
There was a civil war,
was there a civil
about
war
15 years ago. It
okay.
It was pretty bad, but it didn't escalate like others, and things are calm there now, so praise the Lord.
They didn't kill off each other that badly.
Well, there was some bad fight,
but they didn't, there wasn't long-term, let me cut off your arms type thing.
No, things have stabilized. So.
Cool. What's their main product?
Coffee and cocoa. They produce quite a bit of it.
Cool. Are there a lot of... expats there?
Quite a few. I mean, when I was growing up, there were. I don't know anymore. I haven't been there in years. So.
When did your parents leave? When you left?
They retired in the year 2000, so I came back earlier for college. So.
That's interesting. And so you grew up down there. So you grew up there. So
yeah.
Do you have any inkling to going back?
I'd love to go back. I'd love to take my daughters and my wife and go back, and because they've never been. So.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you made it to Texas.
Right. For grad school.
Well, it's very similar. Ivory Coast, Texas.
Not quite.
Okay. And so what got you into music, though?
You know, I played music since I was a little kid. I loved music. Was passionate about it. All my degrees, my bachelor's, my master's, my doctorate are all in music. And I've been working here in Reading for 17 years in music.
So. Well, you've kind of like found something you love and it's worked for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm thankful for it.
Okay, so what do you teach over at Simpson?
Well, I teach music theory and composition. Composition is what I'm trained in. I'm a composer. I've got a lot of things going on in the music performing world of my compositions. I also teach worship courses and just help train students in whatever. You know, our mission is to train students. So I'm really mm-hmm. focused on developing them in every way and as best we can for service and for work in this world. So
do you have a lot of students?
You know, the department is small at Simpson. You know, we... range between 15 and 30 music majors every year. We'd love to have more students. So, you know, anybody out there listening, we have scholarships for music. And if you know a student who likes music and is heading toward college, let them know about us.
Scholarships for music. Think
about
that.
Lots of scholarships for music.
Lots of scholarships for music.
A lot of money available.
Wow. So that has to be your major, obviously.
Well, we have even scholarships for music minors. So you can get a scholarship as a music minor if you audition and have the talent and
any age,
as long as you're an enrolled student, absolutely.
Isn't that
we've had older students come. We've had
sure.
students in their 50s or 60s come and get a music degree.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Although most of them are traditional, you know, 18, 19.
Oh sure, of course. We're here with Dr. Dan Pinkston, who is the chair of the music department out there at Simpson. He just told us that there's a lot of. There you have scholarships available for people that are interested in music, and then that when you say a scholarship, is that like a partial scholarship, full scholarship, or both?
I don't think we have full scholarships available, but it's quite a bit of. I mean, some students get quite a bit, and it really reduces the cost of college. And it's combined with other scholarships. You know, there's other kinds of grants.
You know, people get Pell grants; they get all types of scholarships there, and the school is there to help you get that. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about several things that are happening in our community here. Strike Out Domestic Violence this Friday at the Shasta Lanes. I'm saying that. Shasta Lanes. Am I saying that wrong? Yep, Shasta Lanes from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm just going to, I mean, Shasta Lane. Maybe I'm sending them to the wrong spot here. No, this is to raise funds for Camp Hope. Bring your team, $400 per team or $100 per bowler, and their sponsorships, and you get these from, of course, your family and friends. It's not too late to sign up, I don't think. Doors open at 5:30. You give them a call over there at 225-5220 and tell them, I want a bowl. And you can get a shirt. You get a lot of things out of this, but this helps with Camp Hope and for Shasta. They're helping these kids that have been victims of domestic violence in their families. It puts them out there into a really great atmosphere for them. And then Undaunted, a week from today, Matthew Sandusky, the adopted son of Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, you remember, who was in jail for pedophilia and molesting children. It's his stepson, and Jerry also believed in doing it in his family also. So here's Matthew Sandusky talking about healing the trauma of child sexual abuse. This is going to be at the Wind River Event Center, and it's going to be Wednesday, October 18th. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner is at 6 p.m. Tickets $50 each or $500 for a table of 10. For more information, call 244-0118. Okay, we're going to hit the take a break here. There's a lot of other things going on, but later on in this month, I want to come back and talk to Dr. Dan Pinkston about when you're teaching, you know, conventional music and then but also worship music and how they interplay with each other. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. That was a piece written by our guest, Dr. Dan Pinkston, chair of the music department over at Simpson. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Transport, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business for 50 years. You know, when you've been in the business 50 years, that means you're doing something right, and they are. They're doing the right thing. It's taking care of people. Taking care of people, their customer service is just outstanding. When you have fuel cards, or you're getting fuel for your heaters, or your water heaters, your house heaters, any of these things, it's all built on one thing: customer service. And SST prides himself on this. This is an employee-owned company. And like I said, when you are celebrating your 50th year in the business, you've done something right, and they have. Give them a call for 241-1167 for any of your fuel needs. Again, like I said, I'm here with Dr. Dan Pinkston from Simpson University, heads up their music department, and that was something you just played. But, you know, there's a lot of things coming up.
There's
As you pointed out during the break, I mean, it should have been at the tip of my tongue, but it's 500 years to the day.
October 31st.
Halloween. I'm sure that All Hallows Eve was on.
All Hallows Eve was what it was, right?
Was on something else.
Right, but this is the anniversary of the Protestant Reformation.
Martin Luther,
in year 1517. So we are 500 years. And it's such a significant event. You know, it changed theology, it changed the church, it changed politics, economics. It influenced the Europeans who came to the New World, the colonies. It really influenced America and the world. So we, as when I say we, it's the entire university. We're setting aside a week to commemorate this. There's historians who are going to give lectures. There's panels that are going to discuss the influence of the Reformation. And then the music department, we're doing two big concerts. So Friday, October 27th, is a huge choir concert with orchestra. And then Saturday, the 28th, is a big orchestra concert at, it's actually our orchestra, but we share it with Shasta College. So it's a joint orchestra, the
wow.
Shasta Symphony.
Uh-huh.
So there's two events, you know, Friday night, the big choir concert, Saturday night, the big orchestra concert. And it's all music inspired by the Reformation. Some of it was written by Martin Luther himself. Some of it was written by later generations of composers, kind of inspired by the hymns of the Reformation or the concepts.
What are some of the examples of? Do people know the hymns of the Reformation?
You know, there's a lot.
I mean, people know a lot of the hymns.
Right.
But.
Well, you know, before Martin Luther, there were no hymns. Right? Everything was Gregorian chant in Latin in the church. Martin Luther said, "We gotta write hymns so people can sing." People had not been singing for like 1,000 years in church, so he commissioned hymns. He actually wrote 41 himself. The big ones are A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. You know, he wrote that.
Wow.
He composed the words and the
I've
music.
Actually heard of that one, and I think I've actually sung that one.
Yeah, and there's a lot of others. So we're going to feature that hymn and many others at this concert. So.
Wow. 500 years to the day.
Yeah, and it's a major, really cataclysmic event in Western culture. You know?
It is, and people probably doesn't have an impact on a lot of people, but I think it should. I mean,
it does, whether you know it or not.
Whether you know it or not, this affected your life.
Absolutely.
When he did this, when he published his tenets.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what's going to happen? You said that it's going to be the choir on Friday.
Right. So we have two choirs, and we're doing a big, you know, it's a big concert with lots of different music from the Reformation or inspired by.
Okay, and so that's going to be starting
at Simpson, 7:30 p.m. Our former choir director, Dr. Cyril Myers, who actually was on your show last year, he's coming back into town to conduct part of that, so it's going to be a nice homecoming for him. Tickets are available at Simpson on the website or at the bookstore or at the door. And
tickets are?
You know, I can't remember offhand. I think it's like $12, $10 for seniors, something. I may be misquoting
worth the price.
You know, it's much less expensive than most concerts in town. So, and
okay.
And we're not trying to make money. This is a gift to the community. Yeah.
Okay, so and that starts what time?
I think it's 7:30
on Friday. But you can find out on the website.
Absolutely.
Over there at Simpson University.
But it's a great way to end October and celebrate the Reformation and remember those things. And Yeah, we invite you to that.
Now, how is it different? I know you said it's because it's a choral and choruses or choirs.
Sure.
So it's mainly singing on Friday then. And
right.
And then it's all music.
All orchestra, all instrumental on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, on Friday, there are strings and organ and piano playing along, but it's a choir concert mostly.
Okay. Now, that's not all that's going on.
We've got a lot. Actually, in November, so just a couple weeks later, November the 11th and 12th, I have a brand new composition, my concerto for orchestra, for violin and orchestra, that the North State Symphony is going to premiere. They're going to premiere it in Chico and then play it at the Cascade Theater November 12th. So that's part of the North State Symphony's normal concert series. You know,
yeah.
There's advertisements up all around town about that, but it's not often they premiere a local composer. Usually it's, you know, old famous European composers or other composers.
Yeah, because he comes in here every time he's in town.
Scott
comes in here and he talks about what it is. Talks about what you can do. And, you know, he's all
sure.
Scott's very outgoing and excited about what he does.
Good,
he's just great. And so but you're going to be the one they're featuring. Huh?
Yeah, so I'm the featured composer. I mean, all I have to do, I've already written the music.
New music,
brand new. I mean, I wrote it last year, so all I have to do is show up and bow, you know. So, but it's exciting. So come support, you know, local music at the North State Symphony is what I'm saying.
So what kind of music is it?
It's a violin concerto. So it has a solo violin and orchestra, modern classical music. Uh-huh. It's a very, some modern pieces are very experimental. This is more accessible. People will like it. It's beautiful. And, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How many pieces have you written? Would you say?
You know, I've probably written about 200, but probably only 50 that are really good. You know, because some works aren't quite as mature as others. But I've written a lot of music that's been getting performed lately.
Did you like that, Bob? Some works aren't as mature as others. I've got a lot of those in my life. A lot of the immature works. You know, I'm still working on the mature ones. I think that's great. And you can listen to your you just go to YouTube.
Yeah, you can look up my music on YouTube and Dan Pinkston on YouTube. There's quite a few videos
on that. So is that your specialty? Is the violin?
No, I mean, when you're a composer, you learn to compose for every instrument.
Okay.
You know, Beethoven played the piano, but he wrote 9 symphonies for orchestra. I've written 2 symphonies, both premiered here in Reading, one by the Shasta Symphony, one by the North State. So, no, you could take classes on how to compose for instruments, and then, of course, you do a lot of hard work to figure out how to do that.
How many instruments do you play?
You know, I play guitar really well and piano and then things like mandolin and banjo and things that are more folk and rock instruments. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Are you part of a... Okay, I know this. Don't let me get going here. But are you part of like a little music group or something jam?
Yeah. So besides the classical music stuff, I lead worship at the Nazarene Church here in town. So I play guitar and lead a band there, which is a great outlet for me.
Uh-huh.
That's every Sunday, and then I actually for a while have a little band called the Blues Doctors. Although we're not playing right now because I've got an injury, I can't play guitar. But we actually played next door at Maxwell's a couple times. So you know.
Well, my bride's always looking for musicians, you know, for her, because she's singing in a lot of different places around town here. And so finding, you know, musicians, sounds like you've got a bunch of musicians at your beck and call there.
Oh, yeah.
She's, you know, yeah, that could be interesting. So the difference between, you know, your blues group.
Sure.
And then you're teaching at the same time worship music.
Right, or classical music.
Or classical music.
All these different styles.
They're all intertwined.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of the genius of being, or the one of the things I like about being a musician in today's world. Because in today's world, the flip of a dial, you can, you know, on Spotify, you can go from, you know, Bob Dylan to Beethoven to rap or Indonesian folk music. I mean, everything's at our beck and call. So as a musician in today's world, you have to be proficient at a lot of styles of music. And that's what I enjoy. I don't get bored because I'm writing classical music, I'm playing blues, I'm teaching worship music, I'm teaching music theory. It really keeps me, you know, interested in my work and stimulated. So,
okay, we're here with Dr. Dan Pinkston. He's the music chair over at Simpson. Mm-hmm. He just got through telling us about on the 29th. The 27th.
27th and 28th.
28th out at Simpson. Mm-hmm. Two great concerts. First one is predominantly choirs on Friday night, and then Saturday is
the
orchestras, the combined orchestras of Shasta College and Simpson.
Correct.
And all of this is music of the Reformation.
Yeah, inspired by the Reformation. Yeah.
Which is 500 years old exactly. I mean, isn't this something you can tell?
Yeah.
On October 31st, 1517, he published the tenets for the Martin Luther did.
For the Reformation.
For the Reformation. So 500 years, and this is in celebration of that. Plus the North State Symphony.
In November, my piece,
going to be playing your stuff.
And there's more.
There's more.
In December, we have a big Christmas concert at Simpson on December the 3rd, Sunday afternoon. So that's well attended. We always have over 1,000 people come. And,
oh, yeah, that's great.
And it's a great concert.
It's absolutely
Choirs,
fabulous
orchestra,
out there.
All this Christmas music.
Get there early.
Absolutely. People sometimes don't have a seat. So.
Yeah. Gosh, there's so much stuff going on out there.
There is.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being here with us.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Last thoughts here.
You know, I'm glad to be here. And like I said, we're trying to support the community both by educating our students, you know, preparing them for the future, and then also by presenting all these events that we hope people will come and enjoy. I think that you'll find the music to be a gift and a blessing away from your busy day. You know,
I think it is too. I think it's a good way to relax, to go in there where you just sit down and just listen to just incredible music.
Absolutely.
And music is incredible on so many fronts.
Absolutely.
And through so many genres, and that you can enjoy all different kinds.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a chance through Simpson University and Dr. Dan Pinkston here.
Thank you so much.
And you got to let us know when you're playing with your band again.
I'll do
someplace
it.
So we can go out there and listen to you do that. Okay. More information, just go to the Simpson website, Simpson University website for all of these.
Yeah.
And all of this begins here at the end of this month.
Absolutely.
And goes all the way through Christmas.
It's going to be exciting.
Super. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after these messages.
Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the River.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento four-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Didn't you tell me that like the bass player for Foreigner worked had a studio up here?
He does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a studio. He does recordings up there.
Yeah, cool.
Welcome back. 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of October. It's going to be up to 71 today. I would worry a little bit about the smoke. It's also red flag out there. Is a red flag out there?
There is a red flag warning in effect. That goes through Thursday midday. Until October 12th, 5 p.m. So these increasing winds, gusty winds, if there isn't ignition in these very dry fuels, it will move fast, and there's very little resources.
They've got these Diablo winds now. They're coming out of the southwest. They're coming across the deserts. They're hot. They're fast. And when they hit these fires, they're first drying it out as it's blowing, and then when it starts, they crown these fires in a second. So be careful out there. You know, weather report and these fire danger areas things are brought to you by, warnings are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business based out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny's company, was won awards for hiring veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm getting into this, back into the Vegas shooter. His house was burglarized. How many cops do you think are there or FBI is there? I guess they're not there 24 hours a day. Somebody got into his house and burglarized.
Maybe either a sick souvenir collector or somebody trying to prove
the conspiracy.
Okay, I'm past this conspiracy stuff. But here's the thing. Okay, sit down. And children, cover your ears, because here it comes. I am tired of listening to these people that are blaming the NRA, the National Rifle Association, for this tragedy, this murder, this senseless killings. I'm tired of it. It's not the NRA. The NRA is an organization about 6 million people that is comprised of people like your brother, your parents, your friends, Bob, me, people you know. The NRA does not spend a dollar, a cent, or an ounce of time advocating killing of people. It advocates putting people into jail that use guns in commissions of crimes, which, by the way, the state of California just lessened the penalties on.
Yeah.
It talks, what they want is responsible, safe gun ownership. Oh, but they got a hold of Congress. You know what? Who doesn't have a hold of Congress? Name me one facet of American life that doesn't have the cojones of Congress in a vice. No. Name me one. No. Dairy farmers? Oh, no. They've got people in there. How about the pharmaceuticals? What kills more people every year? Pharmaceuticals taken incorrectly, prescribed by doctors, or guns? And No, answer this question. What was the leading cause of deaths in America, according to CDC?
Medical mistakes.
Prescription drugs.
Oh, okay.
Prescription drugs. Overdose. And as my brother-in-law, who has talked all over the United States about this, says this, at one time we were told, you will prescribe opiates for people with pain. Now we realize what that's happened, what that's done.
Yeah.
Now we're saying, no, you can't. So what's happening now? Now they're going to other things. So when you start talking about the NRA is out there advocating killing people, every time I hear that, I throw up in my mouth because you're so wrong. And to say, oh, well, look at all the things they've done in Congress. Hop in here, Bob. As soon as I take a breath. Okay. As I said, name me one part of Congress that isn't grabbed by something. Pharmaceutical companies, lawyers, insurance companies, you name it. There's money in it. So to say the NRA advocates people being killed is wrong. In fact, frankly, is it's almost libelous when you say things like that, because I am a member of the NRA, which means you're saying that I advocate that, which of course you're wrong.
Well, when what's her name, Schultz, calls the NRA a terrorist organization, I'm sorry, these advocates of democracy seem to ignore the fact that on a lot of bumpers or stickers that say, I'm the NRA and I vote. If there weren't the votes, there would not. If there wasn't the support from the population, this would not happen, right? If there was not large number of people.
Well, see, I would agree with you on that up to a point, because the NRA is citizens. But then you get into the pharmaceutical companies. You get into some of these other associations. How about the unions? You know, all this. Yeah, unions vote, but pharmaceutical companies, how many votes do they have? They don't have hardly any votes, but what do they have? They've got
lobbyists.
Truckloads of money. Truckloads of money that they spend to make sure that they're safe, that we don't cut the cost of prescription drugs, that we keep the cost up there. And what about, you know, the cost, you know, the unions say, hey, look, you're not going to get better. You know what? You need to unionize. You need to charge more money so that we can get more money in our unions and it makes your patients safer. I absolutely don't believe that either.
Yeah.
I absolutely don't believe that either. You know, you're saying that the quality of care is based on how much that you pay somebody. I mean, well, let me go back and relook at that. If you're paying somebody and not enough, and they're upset about it, or it's what they think is not enough, and they're upset about it, are they going to do their job well? They've got to really like what they're doing to do their job well. You know, they've got to understand the premises of it. If they're not happy in their job, they're not going to do it well. So I guess you could draw a parallel to money and something like that in healthcare. It's hard for me to do that because I've never been in the healthcare system, but my daughter is. And she takes care of her patients, and she gets, you know, she gets paid for it. She gets paid well for it. Okay, moving on. When I see things like what's happening in Hollywood, I can't help but laugh at how it's turning on them. But Dr. Pinkston, he says, you know, it's Hollywood and, you know, Fox News, but it's in every aspect of society. Sexual harassment. And at one time, you know, sexual harassment is something that we were taught, you know, I mean, the Marine Corps, we do a stand down and we talk about, it'd be called a safety stand down. But yeah, you cover all of these things. You talk about safe sex, but you talk about sexual harassment, what it is. And regular classes on sexual harassment and things that used to say 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you don't say anymore.
Right. No, I was in the Navy when there were no women on combat ships, and there was a culture. And the culture started to change very slowly. Did some pretty bad stuff happen? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and then you get into things how you described, okay, how you described women Marines. And, you know, and they weren't called, jarheads or leatherknecks. There was other names for them that really aren't, you know, I can say them on the air. It's just that they are derogatory. And in the sense, after you think about it, you know, back then it's kind of funny. But then as you think about it now, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
But things have evolved and changed. But the society has changed. Also, a woman that was in the Marine Corps 30, 40 years ago, the different outlook, you know, that if she was a success in the Marine Corps, she learned how to change, you know, to thwart that, to get her points across, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Wasn't easy. And you think back on it. But now people have evolved and you realize you can't say things. And you can't do things that, you know, that was done before and was accepted. However, when you get into La La Land in Hollywood, they live in a bubble.
Yeah.
And the things that happen and go on there, Linda, when she was in that world back there, in the entertainment world, she said, And she said it here on the air. She says getting patted on the derriere as you walked by big name stars was not unusual. You know, it just, I mean, that was just, you know, it, they didn't take umbrage at it. It was just, hey, you know, you go by and some guy's got his arm around you, pat you on the butt, and then off you go. You know, yeah. That kind of thing. But it was, that's how things have changed so dramatically.
I asked her once how she got out of Las Vegas with her soul intact, and it was just her strength of character.
It's true, and it's true, and she is extremely strong. And you just can't compromise your, you can't, you know what, times change, but your principles don't change, I guess you can say. All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation, I see them out there, and getting ready to come in and tell us what a great job they're doing, and they are.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, and Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump travels to Pennsylvania today to promote his tax cut plan.
The president will be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, making an appearance with truckers to tout the benefits of the tax reform plan he's working on with Congress.
People want to see tax cuts. They want to see major reductions in their taxes, and they want to see tax reform, and that's what we're doing.
The president boasts that his plan will feature the largest tax cut in American history. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Authorities in California say just about anything could have started any one of the wildfires now tearing through Northern California. What we do know is that lives have been lost. Some 17 people have been killed and 2,000 structures, both homes and businesses. People like Santa Rosa homeowner David Leal, who lost everything.
We're here trying to find what we can salvage, and our plan is to keep those things, and when we rebuild, there'll be mementos, you know.
A lot of heartache spread throughout Northern California right now as people try to salvage what they can of their homes. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, says the administration decided to end the Obama-era Clean Power Plan because it was a government overreach.
For the first time ever, the EPA took its authority and said we can dictate, really coerce states and utility companies across the country and tell them how to generate electricity.
Pruitt was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, as was Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher, who reacted to reports that President Trump supports a tenfold increase in the country's nuclear arsenal.
I am all for the president being all in on modernization, which is desperately needed in our nuclear force.
Looking to Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 6 points, the NASDAQ up by 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10 or 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book. In theaters October 20th, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Mom, what company did you use for your new blinds?
We used Blinds.com. Easy and affordable. Plus, they'll send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping.
Wow, okay.
They even remade our blinds for free because we didn't measure correctly the first time.
Perfect. Thanks, Mom. Smiley face.
Now through October 24th, get huge site-wide savings at Blinds.com. Use promo code SHUTTERS for an additional 5% off. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
JetBlue Airways says hurricanes are going to cost the airline more than $100 million in lost revenue when the damage is all tallied up.
According to JetBlue, the storms cut revenue by $44 million in the third quarter and between $70 million and $90 million in the fourth quarter. The airline says hurricanes Irma and Maria cut third quarter operating income by $30 million to $35 million and will reduce fourth quarter income by $50 million to $70 million. The airline flies to many destinations in Florida and the Caribbean, where several airports were closed due to storm damage.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. U.S. employers are advertising near record levels of job openings these days, even though the total did slip in August compared to July. The latest numbers from the Labor Department say the job openings fell 0.9% in August to just under 6.1 million openings, down from 6.14 million the previous month. More from townhall.com. Stung by falling U.S. sales, Hyundai is pushing its dealers to modernize the new car shopping experience.
The Korean automaker announced that dealers will post fair market pricing on their websites that includes company discounts offered to consumers. Dealers, which are independent businesses, will be encouraged to add incentives they're offering to buyers. They'll also deliver vehicles to customers for test drives and allow people to do paperwork online, including calculation of monthly payments, loan applications, and estimating the value of their trade-ins. Hyundai hopes the moves will boost U.S. sales, which are down almost 13% so far this year. Experts say the automaker doesn't make SUVs, which are very popular with Americans. Keith Peters reporting.
Supermarket operator Kroger says it's considering selling its gas station convenience stores. Kroger says the business, which has more than 780 stores, would probably be more profitable outside of their main company. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Target Zero portion of Reading. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm just trying to look over there at Todd Jones, who has got his hair so long. I can see it on the sides of your head. It's almost as long as the hair around your, on your face.
I'm going in today to see those guys down at the Cypress Square Barbershop.
Okay, just make
Logan,
sure, buddy.
Logan, Tim, DC, they'll take good care of me.
They will. Okay, Dad, Bob, we're in the midst of a terrible fire season, and it's not getting better.
We have the smoke to show for it. The southerly winds are now becoming northwest, so it should clear things out a little bit. But the bad news is that we have gone into another red flag warning that will remain into effect until tomorrow afternoon. Red flag warning means increasing north-northwest winds, low humidity, causing very high fire dangers. The warning covers most of Northern California, particularly on the west side. Along the adjacent foothills, any fire that develops, according to the Weather Service, will spread rapidly over elevated terrain overnight. The big fire down in Santa Rosa started at night, and that's why there were so many people who were trapped in their homes and perished. So please be extremely careful. Watch conditions. There is to be no outside burning, according to the county fire marshal, and please be careful with power equipment. Looking into the forecast, we're going to remain in the 70s for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s to low 50s. Right now in Reading, we are at 55 degrees. Shasta Lake holds steady 46 feet from the top of the dam. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security, the largest security company north of Sacramento. They take care of your utilities. They take care of your business. They take care of your home. And in this time and day, isn't it nice to know that since 1968, North State Security has been providing that ounce of security for your business and home. Give them a call. 243-0295. And for those who are looking at making a transition to another job, call that 243-0295 and join the professionals. Get a chance to join the professionals down at North State Security. From there, many of their officers that they've trained down there have gone into regular law enforcement organizations. Again, North State Security. We're here with Tony Giovanella. Close.
Giovanello.
Well,
The flavor of the month.
I got it. Giovanello. And Todd Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
Not to be mixed up with Todd Brown.
Or Todd James.
Or Todd James.
Todd Jones.
Todd Jones. Here
or
we
Tom
go.
Jones. There Tom are many Jones. Like me, but I am me.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're here from the Economic Development Corporation. Okay. So we got a hydrogen company coming in here. And what exactly does that mean?
No. So
besides the Hindenburg coming in, yeah.
So, you know, the hope is that hydrogen fuel cell automobiles, as an example, will be one of the cleanest operating vehicles on into the future, because basically, you know, there are no emissions. And right now, there are already a lot of vehicles like forklifts and some trucks and things like that that are already using that. So basically, it's a technology that exists, and it needs to be get to the point where there's mass production in vehicles and then the ability to produce this. So H2 Renewables, the company that we're working with for Lot 10 in Stillwater, is going to get in that business. And basically, the founder of that business has been in the energy industry for over 20 years and has started a few companies. So he knows what he's doing.
Okay, now, is hydrogen, can that be transported like you can natural gas?
Yeah, it gets transported in tankers.
You know, I mean,
in
tankers like this.
Yeah.
And is it explosive? Or I know anything under pressure is explosive, all right? It's like any animal with a mouth can bite. But you know what I'm talking about.
Sure. I mean, pure hydrogen is combustible, like gasoline.
Okay.
Gasoline gets transported via trucks.
Sure. And so what he's looking at and what people are looking at here is that in the future that you're going to be able to go into a station and pump yourself full of hydrogen gas. And then and your car runs like that.
Yeah, there's already about, what, a dozen to 15 hydrogen fueling stations in California. And with the zero emission targets for California, they aim to have thousands, I believe, within the next decade or so.
That's right.
Oh, it's a good place. So he likes it up here then, huh?
Well, you know, some of the regulations that we have regarding renewables throughout our economy make this one of the first places in the country where it's going to be highly adopted.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, is as bad as it is, what the state has done to business and the rest of us, you know, makes us squeal every chance they get. But it also then is for people in the renewables jobs, it's good because they're going to come here because this is where they're going to set their establish their markets.
Well,
right,
you know,
here in California.
But it is a double-edged sword, right? Because our requirement gets us to the point where we need to use renewable energy, okay? And that renewable energy is more expensive. And by the way, electricity is used in the process to make hydrogen. So, you know, we're creating another renewable fuel or another environmentally safe fuel, but it's expensive to make it.
Which makes REU happy, though, right?
Yeah, sure.
That makes REU happy. I mean, oh, look, we have a new person in here we can charge. Drop the rates of all the customers except for the hydrogen guys. Just kidding, of course. Okay.
They've been great. They've been great through this whole
process. Oh, sure. You know what? Everybody wants this success there.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a done deal?
No. We have an LOI. He has the prospective purchaser has one more agreement he needs to sign with an investor supplier to move forward, and they're working out the details.
Is the state of California a hindrance to these deals?
It is interesting because it would be, believe it or not, hydrogen right now is not considered a renewable fuel. If it was, this would slide right through. There's no reason why it shouldn't be, but we may have to do some lobbying with them.
Why wouldn't they feel like that? I mean, can't you take hydrogen out of the air? I mean, the thing is they take air and then they just reduce it, they break it into its elements, and this is how you make hydrogen?
Well, you can do it two ways. Basically, you can use electricity to take water and split it into hydrogen and oxygen, or you can take natural gas and split it into hydrogen and CO2, which is the way they're going to do it out at Stillwater.
Oh, they're going to use natural gas then.
Yeah, so there's some electricity in the process.
So they're using natural gas because it's cheaper than the electricity side of it.
That's right. Well, plus the byproduct of CO2 can potentially be sold to dry ice companies or beverage companies, things like that. There's value in that.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But hydrogen isn't considered a renewable asset, then.
Well, same thing with certain hydroelectric power. So, you know, we get an abundance of power from Shasta Dam, but any hydroelectrical facility that creates more than 30 megawatts of power is not considered renewable.
I know. You know, this is an incredible state we live in. You know, we were just talking about how we're talking about the NRA. You know, people are talking about, well, the NRA has a hold of the Congress. Name me one industry that doesn't have hold of Congress. You know, insurance, real estate, lawyers, doctors. They single out the NRA as kind of, you know, to me is naive, you know, at the least. But and then now we come into this fact is we're making, you know, we're searching because in, by 2048, 100% renewable. And here's a way of doing it is hydrogen. But we're not sure if that's, you know, because nobody's paid enough money down in Sacramento yet.
Well, that's, you know, K Street has a lot of high rent paying places where that, you know, that's where lobbyists reside so they can be close to Congress. And, you know, we're going to have to do some lobbying here to get some alignment with what we need for our economy here in the North State.
You know, it's almost too bad it's not helium. Because we could take down, take down like 1,000 gallons of helium gas, and pump it into the legislature, so they sound like idiots. Besides just doing things like idiots, they'd sound like idiots too. So, I'm gonna take a break here. You know, this is just, another thing. You know, one, you get somebody and say, okay, this is how we can do this. This is. I mean, you're taking water and you're breaking it down, and it could be dirty water. It doesn't have to be clean water, does it? I mean, you don't have to pump it out of the ground. I mean, you can get your water from anywhere on this. So you break it into something that's renewable. People are on this. So there's no emissions at all. Or if it is, it would be no emissions.
Zero
emissions. You know, I just, you know, because I'm sold on the on this thing of bringing in business, and this would be a great thing to do. And then say, well, you know, but first it's got to, you know, legislators got to say this is renewable. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. It's an in-home home care service. Whether short-term or long-term, Sharon Clark and her people are going to be of great, great help to your family. Quality, compassionate in-home care. Customized to what you need in your home to provide the best solution. That's Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. She's over in Larkspur Lane. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanello and Todd Jones.
Ramona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-456-5. 67, I'm sorry, is our phone number here. I'm sure you got some questions when you want to start talking about the Economic Development Corporation. 57 degrees, going up to 71 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. They can that can fix any kind of watch. And you go in there and try to, you know, try to throw it to him. Say, okay, can you fix this one? Yeah, he can fix them. He can fix them all. Not only that, they can do everything at this store, from designing jewelry to building it to getting gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I'm here with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones from the EDC, Economic Development Corporation. And we're talking about the hydrogen company that's kind of like, they still haven't gotten that last piece signed, but they're all excited about coming out here. Are they looking for homes yet?
Well, they don't have to live here. There's going to be about 10 high-paid jobs, and then there'll be another probably 12 truckers, okay. Local truckers. They're going to own their trailers, but they've actually agreed in principle with a local company to take the tankers down to the Bay Area and to L.A., which are the primary markets.
Okay. Can you name the local company?
I probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Until they have agreement in place.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's going to be the people that are running the plant. They're going to get paid a lot of money to separate the hydrogen out. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have a local trucking company that's going to move it. Of course, they've got to get it down from one spot to another.
Well, okay. And the beauty is that if this model proves out the way we believe it, it will be an attractive place for other people in that business.
Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the renewable energy park of California.
Okay, now that's what we want to get into. Is this what you're aiming for? Is this something, if you get the first one in there, then you start going to other people and say, hey, why don't you do this here?
Well, just naturally, because of where we are and some of the benefits we have, a lot of the at-bats that we've had over the last 12 to 18 months have been solar-related. Everything from making panels to actually making semiconductors that will go in future devices like roofing shingles and things like that. So there have been a lot of at-bats, and our low-cost energy, obviously the percentage of our sunny days, all feed to that.
The good attitude from REU about wanting solar stuff in here. They're even thinking about doing their own solar farms out there at this point.
You know, they have requirements to have certain percentages of their total energy renewable.
You have to.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are getting – Stillwater has has kind of come back up on the up in the scopes again lately. Recalls going on. One of the reasons of the recall is Stillwater. You know, money still, you know, $600,000 a year still being put into that, and then all the other things that are happening. Are we acting too quick? Has it finally come to the fact that we are actually starting, it's starting to actually catch on?
Well, I've said this before. You know, we don't have the option to stop paying the debt. I mean, the reality is we've signed up for that.
Right.
And basically the options are to bring businesses in or sell the park, the whole park, to a developer who will actually take on that debt. And we have been and are continuing to pursue all of those avenues.
Really? To sell the whole park to one person?
Sure. And we've had actually a couple of opportunities even with companies from other countries who have looked at it. We just haven't been able to close.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other things are going on out there?
Well, right now there are actually six opportunities that are in play for Stillwater. It's a variety of companies. I can't really talk about any of them right now. But what I love about them is all of these companies, this group of companies, is very familiar with our area. Four of them actually conduct business in California. Two of them are in Oregon. So, you know, they understand taxation. They understand our regulations. But because of the businesses they're in, we have a robust supply chain to support those businesses, and the density of our market for their products is very attractive.
So you talk about bringing marijuana in here? Is that what we're talking?
No.
These
six are other opportunities.
I just go red flash through the air there because when I hear that, we have a great, you know, great market here. I'm thinking, weed.
That's Shasta Lake City.
Well, yeah. But let's look at this for a second. I was a little facetious then, but I'm not being facetious now.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about warehouse space in Sacramento is going five times as much as it used to.
Sure.
And it's all because of marijuana.
Absolutely.
Is marijuana something? Well, I guess the city council has to give a okay on that. But is that something that could be considered out there at Stillwater if it's legalized, or if the city says, yeah, okay, we can start, you know, get it out of town, and if we start warehousing? I mean, these things are like multi-million-dollar businesses out there.
Yeah, the bottom line is basically you build 22,500-square-foot buildings, and depending on what regulations come to play, there's the opportunity to do food processing, indoor grows, et cetera. And by the way, Shasta Lake City, those investments are occurring right now. And now that they have their tax platform settled, I think those investments are going to accelerate. And from talking to some of the owners of those pieces of land and their plans, they're going to hire a lot of people. And these are going to be really good paying jobs. And I'm going to be engaged with them in helping them maximize the business part of this.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, but this is, I mean, I've heard this before. And, you know, we swing back into this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take it across state lines. You can't move it along the interstate.
We have a dense market here in California.
We have a dense market. And you know what? The more they smoke, the denser it gets, too. But, you know, this is something we were talking with a lawyer yesterday, Doug Wright. He says, you know, whatever you think about it, and you know, about bringing it in, it's, you know, it could be, you know, a huge thing. But if the government ever really wanted to, even though it seems like there'd be an overrun on this one, but if the government wanted to, they could crack down on this stuff.
Sure.
And they could take, we could take your buildings, we can take your trucks, we can take your everything, because it's still against the federal law.
Right, but the tough part for the federal government would be that there are already 29 states that have approved some form of this.
And that's what we were talking about. This may be something that's just this juggernaut. You know, that train's left the station.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're here with Tony Giovanello, the president of the Economic Development Corporation here in town. And we're talking about Stillwater, but now it's time to move on to something else. And, of course, Todd Jones. Let's take a quick early break, and then we're going to come back and move on to other things that the EDC is doing for our area out here. This portion of the show is brought to you by You know what? Black Bear Diner. You know what? If you knew the story of Black Bear Diner, and there's 100 of them right now across the states, you talk about a success story from local people, Bruce Dean and his partner, when they started it up, now Bruce and Michelle, and what they did, how he literally lived off the quarters from the jukebox machines when they first started up in Mount Shasta to now. Where and there's over 100 of these. He is continuing to expand. And there's one thing that that works here. It's great customer service, and it's great food at real reasonable prices. Black Bear Diner. Head on down to the one off of Hilltop right there, and feed your inner bear. Black Bear Diner. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly draws. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win $100,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Hop on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the River.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Here, and it's going to go up to 71 today on the 11th of October, 2017. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where Todd needs to go down to today. Veteran-owned business. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. We like it down
there. Love it.
Love it down there. Isn't it fun? I mean, just to go down there and just sit back, get your hair cut, catch up on what's going on.
Yeah, every 3 weeks I'm down there. So
after Square Barbershop.
Great.
It is. But I'm here, of course, with Todd Jones, who's from Economic Development Corporation, but also Tony Giovanello, who heads up the EDC and is just full of great information here about things that are going on. But we talked about Stillwater. Now, there's a lot of other things going on. You know, I had somebody tell me the other day, oh, EDC, they're just looking in. They just do these little startups. No. There's, you know, they're talking about, you know, tech startups. No, they do a lot more stuff.
Yeah. I mean, so Stillwater might still be empty, but the Shasta Venture Hub is full right now, which is really great. We have about, the last I counted, I think we have 26 coworkers, and we have all of our offices full, even in the backs and the nooks and crannies and everything
else.
Well,
you head up the entrepreneurial division.
Correct.
Right there. So you must be doing a good job there, buddy.
Well, I couldn't do it without Tony.
There's some high fives going on out here.
Couldn't do it without Tony, but you know, I think the summer was a little bit quiet. A lot of entrepreneurs are traveling. They're not tied down to a 9-to-5 job with the desk. But now that school's back in session, people are kind of getting back into the routines. There is a lot going on at the Shasta Venture Hub. We have pitch breakfast tomorrow, which you know, I just can't believe every month when it comes up, I can't believe that we're able to have two entrepreneurs pitch every single month for 4 years. So we got two great pitches tomorrow. One of them is an entrepreneur that's been in town for quite some time. The other one is a new person in town. That's at 7:15 at the Venture Hub until 8:30, and it's a pretty tight timeline. So if you've never been to that, it's a free event. RSVP on Facebook, Pitch Breakfast under the Shasta Venture Hub Facebook page, and that's a lot of fun. And then one of our bigger events of the year that we work with a group called Startup Reading and the Shasta Venture Hub, we have Startup Weekend Reading coming up in exactly 1 month. So November 10th through the 12th, early bird tickets are $75, $50 if you're a student of any kind. Early bird is over October 22nd. So we're shooting for between 75 to 85 or so participants this year. That's a little bit above average, but we're really, really excited for that. So
that's great.
StartupWeekendReading.org.
Okay, now tell people what that is.
Yeah.
That's where you come in. Okay, you tell what
sure.
it is.
Yeah, so Startup Weekend Reading, this is going to be our third year and our best ever. So what happens is you start out, and Friday night, the event starts at about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and every participant gets a chance to pitch, and we encourage everybody to pitch. So everyone gets up there. They have 60 seconds to pitch a new idea that they basically have just thought of within the past, you know, few days, something that they haven't been working on. Because what part of Startup Weekend, it's not so much about the product or the idea that the startups have. It's more about the process of learning what it takes to really get a startup going. So Friday night, everyone pitches. They form teams kind of based on how many people we have there. So we typically like to have about five people per team, and then they have until Sunday night. And Sunday night, they get a chance to pitch their idea to judges for prizes and community members, of course. And they just kind of go through that process of all these kind of buzzwords that you hear, rapid prototyping, customer validation, and then coming up with your minimum viable product. What is that first thing that you're going to do to start your company? And there's been a couple just in the past few months locally here. So Startup Weekend Youth happened just in September, and that was at Grant Middle School with 5th through 8th graders. I think they had about 35 or 40 students there, and I heard it was a really great event. I wasn't able to make it out there, but I had Joshua Johnson on with me not too long ago, who's got Mindbox Studios.
Great guy, great guy.
He put that on with a bunch of other community supporters. And then there was one up in Siskiyou County just this past weekend, and they had about 25 people as well. So
okay, are these ideas they're pitching, are any, you know, and everybody's going to think, oh gosh, I got to build an app. No, I mean, it was Ties.
Garrett Biggerson.
It's ties that were made out of jerseys or something, or things that were donated by famous people.
Yeah.
Sports figures.
And in Reading, I mean, we have such a caring community. A lot of ideas seem to have some type of social entrepreneurship. So they're trying to also solve a problem and make money. And one of the things we push people to is, hey, you have this great idea that helps people, but at the end of the day, this needs to be a for-profit business. You need to create revenue somehow. And then there's nonprofit spinoffs that kind of come from that. But the learning experience itself has led to a lot of people actually, you know, forming companies with the team that they had for Startup Weekend, not related to that specific thing they were doing, but just the cohesiveness and how they could work together and leadership styles and, you know, working with mentors and getting to know investors in town. And people have gotten jobs and with other people that have been there just based on their pitches on Sunday nights. So there's a lot of great success stories, not just about these products that are developed, which some of them, like the Justice Bow Ties, is still around. But again, it's really about that learning experience. So it's a lot of fun. Even if you don't think you're an entrepreneur, I think you're the perfect candidate for Startup Weekend because, I mean, obviously here in Shasta County, government's our largest employer, and I think there can be a lot of innovation in government, and these people that are might be stuck in a job with what they're doing on a 9-to-5 basis, you know, they have a lot of great ideas, and they have something they can bring to the table. So come out for the weekend, $75 right now until October 22nd, and we're going to give you beer and food and coffee the whole weekend. Wildcard is sponsoring. They are
and if
great
you can't drink
supporter.
$75 worth of beer in a weekend, you're just not trying.
Yeah, great food. Papa
just
John's,
kidding about that. Okay, I'm just
Fat
kidding
Daddy's.
About that.
We're gonna have a lot of good
Fat
food.
Daddy's gonna stop.
Fat Daddy's is catering.
Good. Gosh, he's good.
Yeah.
Okay. This is gonna be great. It always is great.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun, and people learn things, and you pitch some really great things. And it doesn't have to be apps. My friends, it doesn't have to be technical. You could have an idea for this just as an example, an escape room, which has just hit the market here. Yeah, I guess there's been a couple, but I've just been getting in the paper. Somebody came in the other day and said, you got to go to this escape room. I said, this is what the studio is. This is my escape room.
Right.
But, I mean, you could have an idea that's got nothing to do really with technology, but it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it could grow, you know.
It could also be a widget. We like to build things.
Yes. We like to build. That's the other thing. Building something. And, I mean, just think of that. Just how the widget. It's like the pet rock. You remember the pet rock? Do you remember this? It's before your time.
I remember.
Pet rocks. You know, somebody comes up and says, here's your pet rock. And how much is he selling them for, Tony? Well, what is it? Like $5 a piece? Sells these rocks. He sells a million rocks. And people are, like, buying them. This is just absolutely ludicrous when you think about it. I mean, gosh, I'm going to give somebody a pet rock, but I'm going to go find my own. You know, I've got a weather rock sitting right here. We ought to sell those.
Yeah, I mean, and building things is easier than it ever has been before. I mean, we have people like Tyler Hendrickson with One Shop, who's over on Hartnell and East Cypress, and you can prototype an idea. They have free software there that you can, you know, hey, I want to build this new pen. And you could get on their programs, learn how to use them. They'll help you use them, and you can print out with their 3D printers, you know, a brand new pen. So it's just easier to build things, to have access to these types of equipment and people that know how to put things together.
You're talking about the 3D printers that make things,
right?
You know that you can make parts.
Yeah,
you know,
and they're all
parts that you have to order. You can now, and this is one of Bob's ideas, he says, you know, that with the 3D printers, when they get faster and cheaper, if you've got a part you need for your car, you can just print it out.
I just printed all of my featureless equipment for my AR-15. I also have the Patriot pin with the AR Maglock, but I also printed, just in case the Patriot, you know, whatever happens with all the regulations, I printed out a new grip and a new buttstock. All I had to buy was the new muzzle brake, whatever they call that thing. But now I have a California-compliant featureless AR-15 that I printed out, and it cost me 10 cents and 35 cents for everything in plastic material.
Have you used it?
Oh, yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. I mean, it's not quite as rigid as you're going to get if you're going to get an injection-molded piece. But the grip is super strong. The buttstock, I could probably do another layer next time I print one out to make it a little bit more rigid, but it's California compliant, so I can take it out to the range, and when I get back home, I can put my pistol grip back on. So, you know,
but
it's great.
Let's take this a step farther. Let's say your ice maker breaks. Right now, if you buy a part for your ice maker, it gets injection molded in China, put in a box, put in a bag, put in a box, put in a carton, put in a container ship comes over, reverse that process. Instead, before too many more years goes by, you will go down to probably an Amazon outlet, and they will print the thing right then and there the template.
My juicer broke on Friday. I have one of those Jack LaLanne ones, and a little piece of plastic broke off that was like the safety switch, printed out a little piece, glued it on there, and
Do you have your own printer?
Oh, yeah. I don't have one personally. My father-in-law owns a manufacturing
company.
That's
right.
And so he has two very, you know,
you're
going to
bring him
quality.
On sometime.
I will bring him on.
Next month. See if you can get him on next month.
November.
Because we're talking about things he's building out there. Mm-hmm. What's the name of his company?
Softech Integrator. So they're building electronic components, semiconductor components, but they're also doing some prototyping for people that... because he's got two great 3D printers. He doesn't want them to sit idle, so he's got people that can do CAD drawings and everything else. Tyler Hendrickson, who I mentioned before, you can become a member to one shop, and you can go and play with their 3D printers and print out your own stuff anytime, just for a cost of a membership.
And that is critical, because years ago, to prototype something, it could cost you $20,000, $50,000, $100,000.
Yeah.
And with these new methodologies,
you can get it done in a day.
Yeah, and then you can prove out your concept.
After you print it, you look at it, and it goes, well, that's not exactly right. So you go back to the drawing board, but you've got it, and then you could prototype four or five things in a day.
It's like my I call it a fin grip. I don't know what they actually call them for the featureless thing where it comes back vertical from your Air 15. Print out the first one. I'm like, I need my grips a little bit farther apart and a little bit thicker. So I printed it out again, and it fit my hand perfect. It didn't. I mean, it takes a little while to print, but the material is dirt cheap.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. You know, this is just some of the things that are happening with EDC. But we're, the big thing is out at the hub out there, the
Shasta Venture Hub.
Venture Hub. It's filled with people that are thinking and moving forward, and it's not just doing things like, making grips for your AR-15, which I think is really a great idea. It's also though, but it's taking be able to take ideas and prototype them and get them into, let people see them. And then you can get the backing for them. It's having these entrepreneurial events where people can come in and they can brief on these ideas they have, whether it's a widget or if it's an app or it's something as simple as, okay, I have a new bandana. And people can look at it, how to market it and all this. And it could be somebody that looks at it and goes, you know what, hey, here's $10,000. I want you to run with this thing.
And it's really, the events that we do, like Pitch Breakfast, Beer and Bites, Startup Weekend, and just having the hub itself, it's really about bringing these entrepreneurs together, because there are so many entrepreneurs in Shasta County that work out of their homes, work out of coffee shops. You know, they might have a 9-to-5, but they're working in the evenings. And so bringing them together, I met with a guy on Friday that's on Amazon. He's prototyping products, getting them manufactured in China. He has a 9-to-5. He works in insurance, but he's doing a great job with his Amazon company. Pretty much only selling on Amazon, but we had a guy
come to the work for us for a month, and he was doing that. He had his own online company via Amazon. He was doing great, but he did too great. He got himself involved in. He got him involved in the rich side of life, and it just destroyed him. Maybe it didn't destroy him, but it really brought him back down to earth enough that he knew he had to leave the company and that area and left. But, and this can be something you do beyond your regular job.
Right, yeah.
Okay, we're here with Tony Giovanello, who is the president of the EDC and of Economic Development Corporation, and, of course, Todd Jones, who heads up the entrepreneurial portion of the EDC. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, this is where I buy my guns. This is the only place I buy guns, firearms, because they have the right attitude. They have great customer service. They have super gunsmithing. If I want to have a little work done on them, I can't print out things, but, he can, I guess. You can buy any type of accessory there at Bastiani Arms, and it's locally owned, locally operated, and it gives veteran discounts. There's nothing better. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
You are obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. Our last segment brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You got an emergency, there. After this horribly hot summer, now we got winter approaching. Make sure that your heating systems have got a clean filters and that they're working correctly. Give them a call. Veteran-owned business of the year, Alliance Heating and Air. I couldn't think of anybody else that I would have touch my air conditioning or heating systems than Martin and his people. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, I'm here with Tony Giovanello, who is the president or CEO of, what are you, president?
Yeah.
Of the Economic Development Corporation right here in town. And, of course, Todd Jones heads up the entrepreneurial division, and he's just been talking about how he's just filled up the whole venture hub and doing all these other things. We've got three other things we want to hit on fast.
Yes, so there are other initiatives. Obviously, recruitment is the big thing we do, and then obviously all the work with the startups and the Venture Hub. But we also have other initiatives, and I'm going to touch on them briefly. So one is Grow Manufacturing. And basically, we started this in February of this year. It is modeled after a very successful program in Butte County. And basically, manufacturers from Shasta County meet every other month. And we talk about things that where we can work together and collaborate to make our manufacturing industry stronger. So basically, there are three things that the group has been focusing on. One is continuous improvement or lean manufacturing. So this group is now formed, and they're going to start to meet next month. And basically, they're going to talk about their success stories and creating efficiency and driving cost out of the business while maintaining or improving customer satisfaction. They'll bring their problems to the group and their success stories. Then there's also, we're forming a supply chain collaboration group where we're going to look at all the manufacturers. What kind of materials do they buy? Where do they buy them from? Are they buying them from within the county? If they're buying outside of the county, are any of them buying the same commodity? Can we aggregate those purchases and get volume leverage? Can we actually manage those suppliers and share the burden and the process to get a better result at less cost for each of the manufacturers? And then there's also initiative around workforce development, and we're working very, very closely with Shasta College. So that's Grow Manufacturing, and it's really picking up steam now since February. The next one I'd like to talk about is Project Hometown. I think I mentioned it 6 months ago, and this, you know, we've been brainstorming this a long time. But actually, the last week of August, we had about 25 people gather. It was supposed to be an hour meeting. We ended up going for 2 hours. And basically, that initiative is to get every Shasta County business online, optimized for mobile, and wherever it's appropriate, get them into the e-commerce world. Now, if we do this together, it's very, very interesting because SEO allows you to create almost a force field on the web. So think of Amazon. If you sell your products to Amazon, you're sharing 45% of your gross margin with Amazon. So if we did a study and we found that a lot of our companies had websites, but they weren't optimized for mobile, and 60% of their people were going to the website via mobile, right? And they didn't have e-commerce. So through SEO, we're going to try and get everybody on at a very low cost. All the technical companies that build websites have come together. We're creating a technical spec, which is an on-ramp at low cost. So you're not looking at paying tens of thousands of dollars like has been in the past. So we get as many people on, and then we start helping them write content. And over time, we start to look like, if you would, a group online. Uh-huh. We start searching each other's websites, and then eventually could lead to us having a fulfillment center that everybody shares, right? There's so many possibilities with this.
Right.
Okay, and the last one I want to mention is Citizenville. This is a brand new one, and actually Barry Tippett, our new city manager, suggested that I read a book, and it talks about the fact...
Just a book or a specific book?
This specific book, okay. Citizenville.
Okay.
And there are three things there. One of them applies to economic development. Obviously, we all know that there's a larger and larger gap between our government and our citizenry. Less people are voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially younger people who communicate differently than the older population, and the government doesn't communicate that way. So that's one thing. The other thing is that there are a lot of problems that the government can't solve, and there's resources and knowledge in the community, right? So there are opportunities to leverage that. But the thing that the EDC is going to work on is the government has lots and lots of data. Who owns that data? The citizenry. Are there opportunities to take that data and commercialize it?
What kind of data?
We're just in the exploration phase right now, but just think about
it. Well, the government's the one that put together the internet, did that for the military. No matter what Al Gore says, well, Al Gore did play a part in it, believe it or not.
DARPA,
And DARPA. You've got the Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency, and they are working on things that are just unbelievable.
Well, this I'm just talking about the data that the city collects, right? There's a lot of data.
Yeah. The city does collect a lot of data. So does this Shasta Wonderland. They supposedly collect a lot of data. So
and the county too.
But it only comes out at certain times. So what it seems like to be, if they've got all this data that you may want to use for your business, What about this? Mm-hmm. What about businesses that are starting up? Mm-hmm. Is there a way that there's a something that the EDC puts together with the city and the county that, after they've been vetted, it may be one of these things that they rise to the top after a weekend, but they need a place, to really start. Like maybe they are going to build widgets. Maybe they are going to design that stuff. There's a way to have the county and the city and the EDC kind of come together and give them a place and the help to get started on something like this.
Well, really, that's what seed capital and venture capital is all about. Well, and it's difficult, right? Because we already have a citizenry that's upset about the money we're spending on Stillwater, saying that that maybe shouldn't be a public investment, you know, way back when the decision
No, and I understand it, but I'm talking about is a break on the, you know, for the first year or two, a break on the cost of the electricity.
I mean, that's kind of what we have at the Venture Hub for a lot of these companies is if you're a startup, and you know, we really focus on technology manufacturing.
Right.
It's a broad
spectrum
of different companies. But that's why we have the Venture Hub. We have these offices that you can come and rent out for, you know, $300 a month. It covers everything, all your utilities. Oh. You get a desk, a couple chairs.
Yeah.
It costs a little bit of money, but it's still subsidized. You couldn't get that.
Yeah.
Or it'd be a lot harder to get that month to month in the private market. It's possible. There's people out
there.
It's
just, you know what, you know, it's just, and I haven't gone through this before, you know, as you know, you're starting a business up. You know, it's a heavy income that you have to throw into that, a heavy investment you throw into that.
Well, so. Let me give an example. And sometimes it isn't like stuff.
Mm-hmm. We got like 1 minute.
Okay, that startups need. We had a company actually come into town, and we assembled a group of people, about 14 people from government, elected officials, other business people, and we just surrounded him with community.
With love.
That's right. But also, you know, when you need insurance, you need, you know, maybe construction, you need all this support. And if you know the people, it makes it more possible.
Well, it makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're here with a great show today. Tony Giovanello, who is the president of the Economic Development Corporation. Of course, Todd Jones, who's the entrepreneurial director. Things are happening. Things are going on. Stillwater looks like we're taking that next big step out there. And plus all these other things we have going on there.
Good things are happening in Shasta County.
Good things are happening here. So, hey, tomorrow... we've got Walt McNeil coming on, talking about some of the things that are going on from his side and the city. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Certainty abounds among those who have had to flee their homes to escape the wildfires raging across Northern California.
All we've heard is that our barn is gone for sure, which I then assume our house is also gone. But we heard, it's all Facebook stuff.
I don't know what's happening at home, and that's starting what I'm starting to think about now is, am I going to have a home to go back to?
Entire neighborhoods have been reduced to charred rubble. The wildfires have also claimed at least 17 lives. EPA Chief Scott Pruitt says he dumped the Obama clean...